North Melbourne have had plenty of change, Bryce. What? How do you think they'll go in 2021?
Well,
what sort of season is this going to be for the Roos?
Well, good question. I think not many people know, but they have had a lot of change, and sometimes that can be good. That can be refreshing for the ones that are there, like Luke McDonald, the current reigning best and fairest. That it could be excellent that there are new faces around and energising. A number have moved on. So, look, it's going to be interesting to see how they go. But a new coach, that's going to have a big influence and bring some good experience as well. And I think that's what they need, that real strategic view, not just not necessarily just coaching, but the bigger picture, and really take these boys on a journey.
Yeah, one of those players who'll be hoping to do so is Aiden Corr, who's come across from the Giants and now finds himself at Arden Street. The North Melbourne defender joins us on the line. Aiden, good morning to you.
Morning, lads.
How's pre-season tracking along for you? At a new club, fresh faces, fresh coach. How's it all feeling?
Yeah, it's good. It is, like you said, it's very fresh. Obviously, the programming's all pretty similar wherever you go, really, I find. But, it's been good. Just getting to know everyone, getting everyone's feel, the physios and all the doctors and the way we do things at Arden Street is obviously a little tweaks to the way it was at the Giants. But just finding my feet but really enjoying it.
What's the biggest difference you've found so far in the pre-seasons between the two clubs?
Oh, maybe the weather. Oh, it was raining the other day. That's pretty hot up in Sydney most of the time. That's probably about it, really, at the moment. I'm just working on new things. Obviously, we've had the same coach at the Giants for pretty much the whole time I was there, so I pretty much knew what we were going to do rolling in. So I'm still learning all the new game plan and stuff and getting my head around that. So that's probably the biggest difference this year as well.
Aiden, is that a refresher for you? Are you a footy nut who really likes to get into that strategic stuff and know what's going on, or the less meetings, the better?
Yeah, a bit of both. I think you need structure, but I'm all about letting the boys play. They're all there for a reason. They wouldn't be there if they weren't good enough. So I think structure's good, and then to a point, and then let the boys make the big decision on field, which way we go with it. So, yeah, I think the likes of back in the day, I liked what Lockie Whitfield is whipping it and just getting to work. I probably need more structure in my game. So you need that balance, which is great.
You talk about the game plan and learning that. Just give our listeners a bit of an insight into pre-season. How much time would you spend, say, running and in the gym on a normal day as opposed to in the classroom trying to teach yourself or all the coaches trying to teach you the way you want to play?
Yeah, obviously, on tracks, significant amount of time in pre-season. You Monday, Wednesday, Fridays, you get a couple of hours on the track and then a few more hours after that in the gym and doing cross-training and whatnot. But there's usually an hour block most hours on most main days and actually on Tuesday as well of education. Mm-hmm. I think it's important not to do too much as well because you'll lose the room in terms of time-wise. So, if we can break it up and get the boys intrigued the whole time, it's probably best to do it that way.
In terms of the impressions of the youngsters, who's left the greatest impression on you so far in the early parts of pre-season?
Yeah, it was widely documented that Phoenix Weiser tore it apart the other day. It was good to watch. Will Phillips, he's known for his contested ball inside work, but he came back and we love guys that come back and help at the back. He floated back and did chop out mark and went back with a fly training. That was super impressive. It left an impression on most of the backs, which we love.
Is that the most difficult part of joining a new organisation is just getting the feel for that sort of game sense and who moves where and who plays a certain way and what their strengths are? Is that the toughest part?
Yeah, that is tough. I've been working, obviously, at the backs, and I said, we were talking, and we said, we've got to learn each other's movements. So it's not, you don't have to scream and yell at each other, it's just a look, a little wink or a head nod that you know what they're going to do. We're doing a lot of stuff at training now. It's hard. It's good now that we can get everyone together. Previously, we were in groups of 10.
Yeah.
So I didn't really get to meet all the boys, properly and sit down and have a good chat. But, it's a lot better now that we can all get together, especially the backs. we can get to work on what works best for us.
And do you think with so many new faces that everyone's really understanding of that, that the fact that it has been a bit of a challenge, so they're a bit more open rather than sort of drop in, then head home as quickly, you are actually spending a lot more time trying to connect and get to know each other?
Yeah, that's a good call. No, I definitely agree. And it's great for me because I'm not the only new guy. I was a bit worried about just rolling in and being the only fresh face. It's good. Obviously, there's so many of us. And obviously, the coaching staff, so the boys have to get involved, whole new game plan. I'm not sure what the game plan was last year, what the go was, but no, everyone seems to be buying in. We've got all the older boys going in. They've got plenty to say in the meetings, which is great. And, you know, they're really teaching the young boys, which is great to see. Obviously, they've got a bit to learn. They're really keen to learn. They're seeking the older boys out, which is great.
What conversations have you had with new coach David Noble, first of all, about your role, your place in the team, and your leadership as well with those youngsters, as you talk about?
Yeah, I haven't had a whole heap around that sort of stuff. We're just sort of finding our feet. I'm probably speaking a little bit more with John Blakey at the moment. I'm probably looking more of that deeper role. Me and Big Benny playing a deeper, whether I take small or tall, it doesn't really bother me. But just getting my body right. That's probably the main aim at the moment. It's still January. I keep telling the young boys that. It's still January, boys. Okay. So we've got a bit of time on our hands, so you get all that sorted. But at the moment, he said, just get yourself right.
Now, Aiden, I was reading that you were born in Northern Ireland. Is that true?
Yeah, it was. Yeah, I moved over here when I was about 3 years old.
Right. So your parents from Ireland, or are they from Australia and were just living over there at the time?
No. Yeah, Mum was actually born in Scotland, okay. But Mum and Dad grew up in Ireland. Dad spent some time in England, but all siblings born in Ireland. My older ones were about 10 when they came over.
So when they came to Australia, obviously footy, completely foreign sport, but did they know of it with any knowledge over there in Ireland when they were living there, or was it just something that you were brought up on because you played it at school or whatever?
Yeah, no idea. Dad jumped on the West Coast Eagles because one of my neighbours gave him a mug. We moved to Perth. So he jumped on the Eagles. No idea, I think. Obviously, I was quite young, but my brother took it up. He was lucky enough to do like a one-on-one session with Jim Stein when he was a bit younger. And that's sort of where he fell in love with the game. And being a younger brother, I sort of jumped on the bandwagon.
Oh, what a great story. And all the best for the rest of pre-season, mate. We're really looking forward to seeing what North Melbourne have to offer. Plenty of exciting times ahead for all North fans in 2021. And good luck for getting that body right for round one.
Beautiful. Thanks for having me, lad.